It's getting to the point where we need to question every so-called fact that we hear on TV news, especially when it comes to something as horrific as the Toronto van attack. There were claims the driver of the van was an Islamic terrorist. Some prominent conspiracy mongers say he was a radical Muslim waging jihad. However, people who know him as a college student say he had no religious affiliations that they know of, and police have not once alleged that this was a terrorist attack. Some news outlets got the attacker's name wrong, confusing him with another young man of the same last name, but a differently spelled first name who lives in Richmond Hill, the same area as the attacker. This led to the wrong young man and his family being pestered by media, including American. And speaking of American, outlets like good old Fox News, where everything they report should be taken with a grain of salt, reported the attacker was known to police, which he was not. Another commentator from the United Kingdom on the Rebel blamed Prime Minister Trudeau. You know, the rednecks come pouring out of the woodwork when something like this happens, and they are not to be listened to. They are to be either laughed at for the pitiful creatures they are, or better yet, just ignored. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.